One More Turn. Episode 1209, Give and Take.
Bella?
Max?
Did Nora let you in?
Just long enough to ask Mora and Nax to help me if I needed anything.
Do you ever?
Not from them. Not yet, anyway. Your mother-in-law at choir practice again?
At a retirement home, signing papers to secure a room. With a garden view, of course.
Of course. Oh, has she worn out her welcome?
Hardly, but she has worn out her body. It's too much for her with the twins underfoot.
They are two-thirds of her height now.
Not a fact she likes to be reminded of, as I found out the hard way.
If you and Nora are looking for a part-time babysitter, then let me know.
Do you know someone who's available? And competent?
Oh, well, if they have to be available and competent.
You mean yourself, don't you?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to ask you something personal while trying not to be awkward about it.
Doesn't just saying that defeat that purpose?
Are you with child?
Oh, no. Gosh, no. I am not. I'm offering as a friend.
In exchange for...
teaching me about the laser hair removal business?
You're joking. Badly. But you're joking.
I'm not. But it's funny you say that, as I think I've used those exact lines in talking to...
Hudson? How is he?
His vitals remain steady, but still unconscious. I think his doctors are optimistic, though.
I called Reese to see how she is faring. We talked for almost 2 minutes.
Out of context, that doesn't sound impressive. But knowing how she's been, that is. Did you text first?
After Garrison caught her using an autoresponder the first time. Then with Avery? Nope.
Doesn't the shirt Nax is wearing today say that?
Partly. It reads, short answer, no. Long answer, nope.
That's my new favorite. Besting selective hearing mode on last month. Where do you find these clothes?
Congo. To think, it started as an online bookstore.
By the way, was that a yes?
To the babysitting? Absolutely. Don't let on like you know, but my children keep referring to you as Auntie Belle to Nora and I.
Wow, that makes me sound like a maternalistic telecommunications company. I like it. So, that also means you'll teach me about laser hair removal?
I used to tell Carson that I'd shear him on occasion, as I still have some of my tools.
Shear? Like a sheep?
Or any hairy-like animal, yes. I meant what I said. But I wouldn't now.
I appreciate that. I feel guilty about effectively inviting myself over all the time.
Really? With how busy my mother-in-law has been in recent months and how my kids have taken a liking to you, you've been babysitting from time to time already. It's just that now Nora and I can leave. Legally.
I like how you felt you needed to qualify that. But I want you to know why I've been spending more time than I need to here. It's not just because of my divorcing Carson.
I know. It's like you said last year. You've been dealing with daddy abandonment, uncle detainment, ex-lover.
Max, I'm gonna have to stop you right there.
Sorry. Too much detail?
No, you said year instead of season.
Year is the correct term. Welcome back, dear.
Max, don't go losing your Maxisms. They're more reassuring to me than you realize.
I didn't know you called them that.
Sorry, Nora. So, hi?
It's okay. In fact, it's good he hears it from somebody he doesn't live with.
If a year is a season, what do you call a second?
Maxims are best left as a status quo set at this point.
Status quo is Nora for as is.
I think that speaks for itself.
Indeed. How's your subscriber count today?
We're up another few hundred. We're working on our milestone 10th video today.
Rarely do the words 10th and milestone rightly belong in the same sentence.
Yes, this being one of those times.
How about 10,000 and milestone in the same sentence? As subscriber count.
I like how you felt you needed to qualify that.
I don't want to teach you the laser hair removal business, Bella. I didn't like teaching me.
That's good, because I'm pretty sure that was me. You see, Bella, my mother trained as an anesthetician, but didn't pursue it. She shared what she knew with me, and I passed it on to Max. I didn't want to be the middle person in all that, but it didn't come naturally to Max like it did to me. But he liked it, and I didn't. This was all before I designed Max's client database.
Which led to me hiring Carson to redesign the company's website, but let's not go there.
How can you when the company doesn't exist anymore? Oh, if looks could kill...
That's my line. How long have we been building this gaming channel for anyway?
5, going on 6 weeks. Don't you dare say that's long for the internet.
You were thinking that I was thinking it, so that's good enough for me.
Wait, why were you and Belly even talking about laser removal in the first place?
Wait, didn't Carson tell me you pushed to keep those embedded MIDI files on the site?
No, you wait. Why would he tell you about that? Why do you remember? The only reason he wanted me to remove them is because I said no to Chaos Pattern.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Max voiced by Dark Cloud. Bella voiced by Annalie Cardamandua Barney. Nora voiced by Heather Pawprint 42 Motes. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin McLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
Reese, this is your one warning and one warning alone. Stay civil or get out.
Isn't saying alone redundant there? Because if you say you're giving one warning...
Avery, this is your one warning and one warning alone. Play nice or work out.